I'm just calling to say I, you know, I miss you. Where have you been? Jesus, it's been days since you answered your goddamn phone. I wonder, do you even remember who I am? This is, your girlfriend? You know, the sweet, innocent little schoolgirl you met not so long ago. The teacher's pet, who dreamt of becoming a fashion designer. Remember the one you corrupted with all of your amazing kinky sex shit? Until all she ever thinks about anymore is your enormous, beautiful fucking cock. The one who went abroad 3 months ago to study fashion. The same one who plays with her pussy at the thought of you. Who rubs herself to sleep just thinking about hearing your voice. Does that ring any bells? Hello? Do you remember all those nights she used to wait for you to come home from work? Often, you'd leave her a note with some instructions for how she was supposed to prepare for you. Sometimes you even left her a toy, a sexy outfit, or if she was really lucky, a recording of your voice telling her what you were going to do to her when you got home. You made her do all kinds of dirty things. Slutty things. Things she would never have imagined. But things she had always wanted. Things she was afraid to tell anyone. You allowed her to become the dirty little slut she always knew herself to be. And she was just learning how to please you when she left. I need your voice. Your touch. Your mouth. Your imagination. Your body. And that fucking amazing cock. But, do you want to know something? That's not even why I'm calling. I have some news. So, remember how I was spending all my time working on my project for my advanced materials class? And how we were presenting our designs in a final show? Anywho, guess who came in first? Mwah. Your girlfriend. I made a 1950s inspired outfit with a latex poodle skirt, synthetic whalebone corset, and an amazing bullet bra from stitched Kevlar. Underneath, a pink mohair cardigan. So many difficult materials. So much sexy awesomeness. The model was Rebecca. She's a gorgeous, young, tatted up blonde. She's done fetish modeling before. I've sent you pictures, by the way. They should reach you in about a month. I tried to do that thing where you upload a picture through email, but they said it exceeded the 250 KB, whatever that is, limit. Fucking Earthlink. Get your shit together. It's 1998. Anyways, I just wanted you to know that I made a fetish model look hot as fuck. And I also wanted you to know she loved it so much, she invited me to go with her to another fashion show. It was like a burlesque and fetish wear show. It was fucking outrageously amazing. Amazing fetish wear designs. There was a ton of body diversity on the runway, too. Like, skinny girls, curvy girls, tall, short, brown, white, black, pink, and gender bending, and just total self-expression. It was awesome. So many beautiful girls. Oh, and gorgeous guys too. And believe it or not, I was flirting with everyone. I know, right? Your shy little wallflower of a girlfriend. In fact, I got to talking to these amazing designers. And guess what? They offered me a job. But not as a designer. They offered to pay me crazy money because, get this, they want me to be a model in a photo shoot. A fucking fetish model, dude. They said I had exactly the look they were after. And you should have seen their models. They were wearing these ridiculously sexy outfits. Mostly riffs on mid-century fashion. With insanely cute women of all shapes and sizes. Paired up with the buffest slabs of beef you've ever seen. They were all so fucking hot. And they thought that I was just as hot. I hope that's okay that I'm telling you all of this. I hope it's not making you jealous or anything. Me made up like a supermodel, dressed in an unobtainable original fashion design made just for me. Every one of which is a singular example of the power of clothing to alter the human form in order to provoke desire in another. That's a quote from the academic literature your bookworm girlfriend is studying at the moment. So, what's it gonna be, lover boy? Darling, you just gotta let me know. Should I stay? Or should I go? The thing is, I've never done anything like this before. I'm not a model. I won't even know what the hell to do. Am I gonna have to be naked in front of strangers? Do you think they're gonna make me perform sex acts? I mean, I don't think so. It's a fashion shoot. But It's also a fetish shoot. So I guess anything's possible. But if I do go through with it, it'll be because of you. Because I know it would turn you on. And right now, I feel like that's what I want to do more than anything. After all, you allowed me to open up to you about my most secret fantasies, taught me how to talk dirty to you. You've adored my body and all its imperfections, allowed me to be unashamed about my desires. Now, I feel like the time's come to be that way around other people. You know, like-minded kinky freaks who may just accept and share the fantasies I've only ever shown to you so far. It turns me on to talk about it with you. Well, at you, I suppose. Because you're not picking up your fucking phone. You know the way I tried to be the perfect slutty girlfriend for you? Well, I want to show her off to the world. I'm imagining myself dressed up in the sexiest outfit I've ever worn, parading in front of the camera, and you seeing the pictures. Thinking about you, watching your porn star girlfriend. Your dirty little whore of a girlfriend. You're insatiable. Nymphomania. Pet. Off her leash. In a beautiful city. Surrounded by beautiful people. What will become of her? What will she do in front of the cameras? Wish me luck tomorrow. Bye for now. I love you.